Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means whenever you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour is a breath of fresh air to you and helps you move forward. Many women entrepreneurs, at some point along their path, get to a place where they feel like building their business is an uphill struggle. Overwhelm and exhaustion can get in the way of all that success and fulfillment that they truly long for, the reason that they started their business in the first place. Lucky for all of us, Megan Walrod is here today to share how a philosophy of living our yes can support you and inspire greater growth, not just in your business, but also in your life. And I will introduce you to Megan in just a moment. But first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? Go ahead, don't be shy. That's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can learn who's coming up next on this radio show and lots more. I've got a free psychic protection meditation that I would love to share with you as a gift. And if you want that audio, just stick your email address in the box at fogcitypsychic.com, and that audio will be yours to stream or download. That also gets you on the list for the twice monthly Out of the Fog Minute. That's an audio blog that I do that always has session discounts and special offers and, okay, a little bit of unrestrained wackiness, just because I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're listening. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to find out more about me and my approach to this work. I would be happy to connect with you for a private session if that feels right to you. fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Megan Walrod has coached hundreds of entrepreneurs on the path of growing a successful and profitable business. She considers herself a business priestess, weaving together powerful business strategies and practical tips and tools with spiritual guidance, ritual, creative and expressive arts, and shamanic practices. She lives in Santa Cruz, California, within earshot of the ocean. Oh, golly, I miss the ocean. She indulges regularly in long walks on the beach, stand-up paddleboarding, inspiring writing sessions in local coffee shops, and the occasional latte. You can find out more about Megan and her work at livingouryes.com. Megan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's really good to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here. Can you hear the ocean? Can you?
You know, right now I'm just focused on your voice. So I'm not tuned into that, but definitely if I open the door to my office, I could hear it. So I love living so close to the ocean.
One of the things, I'm now in the Midwest, and one of the things that I miss the most about California is that connection with the ocean. When I would get to a place in my life where I felt like things weren't going well or I had lost my perspective, I could get in the car and drive. And there was a place in Pacifica where I used to like to go and park and just look out at the ocean. And there's something about having that there that just would calm me down and remind me, give me new perspective. Do you feel that way?
Totally. Oh, my God, Karen, you're talking my language. I love the ocean for that. I call it my therapy and the gift of tapping into what I call big mind, like just walking and listening and feeling the ebb and the flow. She totally works her magic with me in that way too. It's like I get into that big mind of remembering who I really am, what life is really about, that all is actually well and inspiring. So it's definitely good medicine.
How did you get to this place? What is it that you have such a passionate connection with women and especially women entrepreneurs? What inspired this? How did you get here?
Well, I'd love to share an answer to that that also ties into this whole theme of living our yes and living my yes, because that's really been the journey that I've been on of being a woman on my path, devoted to my path, and having those ups and downs in life that have ranged from death of loved ones to divorce to recognizing old stories that I was living that served at one point and no longer serve. And many years ago, I had my own breakdown to realize that I was living my maybe. Like I was living in such a chronic state of disappointment with my life. And it was, I laugh, but at the time there was so much pain of just, I was in a relationship that was good, but not great. And we were running an internet marketing business that was on track for six figures. It was successful, but it was just not my passion. And we were working really hard all the time and there wasn't room for just fun and girlfriends and yoga classes and walks on the beach, and life was just feeling like such a struggle. And I had this breakthrough one day of realizing, wow, I'm living my maybe. That's not good enough for me anymore. There's got to be something more than this. I'm so committed to living my yes. I don't know what that is. I just know that what I've been living isn't that anymore. I'm not going to settle for good enough. And so it was that day of me declaring I'm committed to living my yes that I set into motion bigger changes and eventually left that relationship, left that the work partnership with him, and it led me to the opportunity to be coaching entrepreneurs, leading trainings for entrepreneurs, and it just reminded me that as I take a stand for myself and living my yes, I get to support other women in doing that. And women entrepreneurs specifically, I love supporting because they are reaching out to make a difference themselves in the world. It's like I get to touch them on the bigger web of life and they're connected to a whole other big web. So I just feel like it's the way that I can amplify my impact, so to say, in the ways that I share my gifts in the world. So that's a bit about the journey that brought me to this point and this passion and love for living my yes and supporting other women and living what are their wildest dreams and what are their heart's desires and supporting and affirming them and knowing they can have that, they deserve that, they can create that, and doing that together.
There's an authenticity piece here, a huge one, I think, because I think everyone has at some time been at the place where you look around at where you are and go, oh, this isn't going to cut it. And I guess I could keep going this way, but it doesn't feel right. And for you to show up as a coach, as a mentor, right? I love business priestess, as a business priestess, for you to show up in such an authentic way. My sense is that that's the truest teaching, truest healing comes through that authenticity. And as you give that, it encourages others to be authentic with you, I would think.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. And that authenticity, vulnerability are huge values of mine, as I know they are of yours too, and it's such an important way. Like when I look out and see there's so many people these days, which is inspiring, so many people out there growing a business and sharing their services with the world. And it's like, what is going to set you apart is what is unique about you, what is authentic about you. And so rather than trying to be, you know, the repetition of what's already out there, it's like, what is your authentic voice? And it requires a lot of courage to be vulnerable. Like, what are the struggles that we've had in our life? You know, you, Karen, myself, Megan, our clients, that have made them uniquely who they are, that bring them to the point to now be able to give the gifts that they're giving. And so for me, it's this whole living our yes. And I, you know, there's a woman out there who inspires me in the work that she does. And lately she was sharing some videos about, like, in her early days of doing her work, she would encourage her clients to roar with her. So she was known for roaring. And so it's just like you said in the beginning of this interview today, like that unrestrained wackiness that makes you so lovable and so uniquely you. It's like the world needs that unique expression that is Karen Hager. And we would be missing out if you were strange or wackiness. So I'm a big... Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't be authentic.
Exactly.
See, if I tried to do it, I think if I tried to put something on that wasn't me, the same, it's part of why I like you so much. You show up as you are. I show up as I am. If I tried to pretend it was some other way, I don't know how good I'd be at it. So there's that authenticity piece again. We're coming right up to the break here. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Megan Walrod. We're talking about how women entrepreneurs can receive success, profitability, but also fulfillment, reconnect with the passion in their business. We're talking about living our yes. And we'll be right back after this.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on the show today is Megan Walrod. She helps women entrepreneurs get connected with their yes. She helps them grow a successful and profitable business. You can find out more about Megan and her work at livingouryes.com. Now, Megan, I know you said that there are two powerful ingredients to making a successful business, but that often those are missing. So now I'm wondering if I'm missing them. What are the two ingredients?
I have a feeling you're not missing them based on my experiences with you.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I see how they've been missing for my clients, and that it results in this struggle and this overwhelm and this burnout. So I'm excited to share with you that the first one is the element of fun. We need to bring the fun back into our business, not only for ourselves so that we can enjoy ourselves, but also tied into what we were talking about with authenticity. It's like people need your fun. They need your version of wacky, you know? And when we allow ourselves to bring the fun back into our own life, we're magnetic, we're enjoying ourselves a whole lot more, and we attract that in with our clients. They're resonating, you know, they're getting a sense of, oh, Karen, look at her, she is wacky. I resonate with her sense of humor. I want to listen more to what she has to say. Or, you know, there's that example. There's also the example of, I've seen this happen where a lot of entrepreneurs can get stuck in the trap of always feeling like, I mean, I know I've fallen into this before too, always feeling like we need to be really serious and let people know how much expertise we have and what we've accomplished and here's what I have to share that's valuable business content. And that is important. It does have its place, but we also need to be able to demonstrate and express and embody who we really are authentically, like what we do for fun, what we do that inspires us. And that not only communicates our values, but also our fun factor. And it just helps us, and it helps our ideal clients recognize, oh, you're someone who talks my language. You know, because you might for fun love going to, I don't know, what's something you love doing for fun?
I knit.
You knit?
I do.
That's awesome.
Rather clumsily, but with great delight. I think of it as a spiritual practice. I'm making some beautiful, I'm trying Fair Isle, which is where you knit with two colors together. I'm making some rather beautiful socks at the moment with knitting.
Oh, how fun. I love it. I had a balls of yarn and a crochet hook in a bag of mine that I was determined to make, like crochet a cap one winter. I think I held on to that bag for like 4 years before I was finally like, I think I just need to give this to someone. Maybe I'll send it to you and invite you to make a hat for me. But like, that's your fun. And that is so important. And there are people, your people, who may or may not knit, but them getting to know that about you, it's like, oh, we get to know more about the private life of caring, which really conveys a lot when we're in these deep relationships with our clients. We don't always need to have such these professional edges where they don't get to see who we really are. So fun just serves in all of those different ways.
Megan, do you feel like social media has changed that in terms of how women entrepreneurs can market themselves? Because social media is so important now when we're marketing. That gives you a wonderful chance to show either that you can be fun or that maybe you're not very fun at all and aren't connecting.
That's so honest. Yes. I mean, that's the gift, and I think the challenge of social media is that it's inviting us to get out of old ways of how we present ourselves and get out there in front of people. So being more visible and also inviting in more of the truth of who you are. And here's an interesting thing, though. I was actually sharing this with a client earlier today where she was sharing, you know, how important it is for her to be able to speak her truth and yet not want to throw up all over everyone, you know, like how do you find that balance of being able to speak authentically and find that balance? And what I shared with her and what I'll share with you is the importance of being aware of when we show up in our authenticity, when we have something, some vulnerable piece about our own journey that we're wanting to share with people, whether it's our family and friends on Facebook or our clients through our e-zine, we need to be responsible for what is the impact of that message and ensure that we recognize that as leaders, we have a responsibility to our people to, yes, convey what is true for us, but also to be aware of what do I have the opportunity to influence or inspire in my listeners or my readers right now. So how can my sharing, for example, one, I get a bunch of different e-zines and newsletters from other practitioners because I love to see what they're up to. And there was a woman recently who shared about a breakthrough of her own dealing with some trauma in her past. And she shared it not only to be vulnerable and expose her own journey through this, but also to say, if you're someone who's been struggling with this and it's showing up for you in these ways, I really get it. I really hear you and I can help you with that. So it was being done in a way to say, I can relate to you. So I just have a strong passion for that, of recognizing our responsibility of when we speak our truth, recognizing the impact. And how to wield that power really mindfully.
That may be another part of showing up authentically, is that not only do you kind of understand who you are, but you understand when you are, when you are speaking a message authentically. If you're just putting something out there for a reason, like, I don't know, feel sorry for me or feel proud of me or feel jealous of me, that may not be the most authentic way to connect through social media or honestly through anything.
Right, or effective. Yeah. And there's definitely a time and a place to vent and share your truth in a way that gets to be messy. That actually brings me to the second ingredient. We've talked about fun. And the second ingredient that can so often be missing, and this will tie into the messiness in a minute, is the feminine. And the feminine energy, which can bring forth so much creative energy, sensual energy, messiness. There's like that permission to be in a process that we don't really get to understand in a linear way. It's like one of the gifts about the ocean and the feminine is that mysterious quality of, here's what I know now, and I surrender into this bigger energy that's moving through me. And how that translates into the entrepreneurial path, there's a way in which we've learned that hard work is what it takes to be successful. And we've also learned from society what success is supposed to look like. So when we bring the feminine back, we actually remember that it doesn't need to be hard work that leads us to burnout, and it doesn't mean trying to live up to someone else's standards that actually don't necessarily align to my inner values. Mm-hmm. When we begin to tune into what are these gifts that are coming forth through the mystery, through me, that are mine uniquely to share with the world? And how do I surrender into allowing that to come forth and be in the messiness of it so that it doesn't have to ever, we don't ever have to fall into the trap of thinking it needs to be perfect and polished.
Yes.
Because, we just cut parts of ourselves off when we feel like it's got to be perfect. So I invite in the messiness, and I invite in the truth-telling and the authenticity as we bring forth the fun and the feminine.
Well, and that's from my standpoint, from what I teach, I would say that fun, the femininity, the messiness, right, the exploration, that's possible when we are connected with the divine at the deepest level, because then we know we're supported through it. It's okay if it gets messy. It's okay that I'm not perfect. It's okay that I'm following my passion because I'm supported through that all. And with that pearl of wisdom, I have to take us to the break, but you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, where pearls of wisdom fall like rain upon the listening audience. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Megan Walrod. You can find out more about Megan and her work with women entrepreneurs at livingouryes.com. Megan, right before we went to the break, you were talking about allowing the messy in, and I brought in that piece about divine connection that kind of allows and supports the messiness. There's a huge intuitive piece here, too, our connection to spirit, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's this precious conversation that gets to happen. And before I go into that, I want to speak to, we keep talking about the women entrepreneurs, yes, because that is the group that I focus my work on. And my intention today and in this conversation with you today is really that there be gems and wisdom for the men listeners as well, because there's definitely a feminine energy in all of us, male and female. So I just really want to honor that. I honor the men who are
yes,
on this
yes,
path
yes.
with us in support yes. of the divine feminine.
All right.
So that said, this divine conversation that gets to happen, that truly to me, when I drop into what does it mean for me personally to live my yes, and what is it that I guide my clients in their own conversation, to me that yes is where we're in conversation with spirit, source, God, goddess, divine, whatever name it is that we put to that energy that is beyond what we know ourselves to be, that I believe is truly in support of our greatest awakening, our greatest enjoyment, our greatest evolution. And so when we tune in to listening to that yes, that way that we get a feeling or a knowingness or that inner ding, 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 this is a yes, however it shows up for us, that to me is the core conversation that I'm most interested in, that guides my life choices, my business decisions, that I encourage my clients to tune into, to use that as their compass and guide. And it's really what can help create that sense of knowing what we're doing, knowing we're doing what we're here to do, and knowing that whatever messiness we're experiencing, whether it's the anxiety or the overwhelm or the doubts of am I enough? Is there value to what I have to offer? Whenever we're struggling with any of that kind of inner turmoil, it's like when we take the time to tap into that core conversation, we get reminded of what's really true.
And it can re-energize you, refresh you. If you're at that place of burnout and you forgot,
yeah.
it can spark you to help
yeah.
you keep going.
Yeah. And absolutely. And it can really work in combination with, there's a very masculine approach to kind of an older school coaching model. It's also currently used. It's like you come up with your vision. Where do you want to be a year from now, 10 years from now? And that's super inspiring, right? The problem can be, though, that then we tune into more about what we think we're supposed to be going for. And we start thinking about what are my goals to get there and my action steps. And when we get so focused on that, it almost becomes this vision outside of ourselves. We stop tuning into what's grabbing our attention in the day-to-day. What is our passion and inspiration guiding us towards that may be in alignment with the same vision, but we may be being guided to something that's even bigger beyond what we could even imagine, And it requires having that really tuned in willingness to listen to that guidance along the way. And that's the guidance I'm referring to as the yes. So how do we live our yes, tuned into that voice, that core conversation, let that be guiding us forward. It's like what Joseph Campbell talked about with follow your bliss. Let it light you up and inspire you and move you forward so that you are that biggest expression that you are on the planet that you're being asked to be, and recognizing that you living your gifts can also be very profitable and supportive of other people evolving as well. And so I don't want to have that lost as well in this conversation of the divine conversation and living our yes. Sometimes that can sound really woo-woo. I've had clients be like, okay, but what about the tactical business strategies? You know, where does that come in? And that definitely comes in. We need that. And there's a way in which this yes quality of our passion and our inspiration needs to come through the business strategies so that we stand apart, so that we're tapped into our energy and our fuel, and so that we don't get lost in the overwhelming doubts that so often want to take us out of our own game.
I'm coming back to the ocean. If you try to wrap your arms around the ocean, you can't contain it, right? It's limitless. It's powerful, right? If I can channel that flow, if I can let the power run through, but if I've got some walls around it, like a business plan or an idea of where I want to go, and I've got things in place, right? Then I can have that full flow, and maybe it also keeps me more flexible, at least in my experience as someone who is running a business. Where I am now is not where I thought I was going. And if I had been rigid about that, I would never have changed. And it would have been a little stunted, tiny thing instead of this kind of awesome growing thing that I have now.
Exactly. Yeah. And that takes trust and courage as well to listen and really tune into that. And it takes that real combination of the feminine flow and the masculine structure and having strategies and learning the business structures and the tools. And that becomes a whole extra set of muscles that we get to develop, that I've gotten to develop over the years, that so often the other side of the continuum is we're so always in our flow and tuned into that divine conversation that can be so juicy and inspiring, and yet the world is asking us to bring it out into the world, into action. And so that's one of the things that I used to spend a lot of time in my own past and my own heroine's journey of just in the internal conversation that was so rich. And now I'm being asked to bring more of that forth into the world, and it's vulnerable and it's exciting and it's like, holy wow. And so as we bring forth that inner yes world into the outer world, it's like learning the tools of how do I know who my ideal clients are, for example, you know, how do I bridge the gap between where I am and how I've been talking and living about things in my inner world and how they're talking about things in their world. And it's so important to take responsibility. Again, we come back to this responsibility piece of bridging the gap between us and them and learning more about what is it that they want? What is it that they're struggling with? What are the words they use to describe all of that, so that we can really learn their language. And this is really important to recognize. It's not about not being authentic. It's about learning the language that they're using to describe what it is they want, so that you can use their language to help them know, I hear you, I get you, and I'm going to build the bridge in our language so that you can find me. And then I'm going to share in my authentic voice how I can uniquely help you. But we can so often block ourselves from attracting clients because we want them to understand this woo-woo language that makes sense to us. So that's one thing that I've needed to work on myself in the past that I've worked on with clients, and that is just a really powerful way of recognizing how to attract in more clients. It's building that bridge, and it starts with, I mean, there's the energetic piece of the yes and the fun and being tapped into your core conversation, and then it's like, okay, how are you talking about it? How are you talking about what you do in a way that they can really get it?
Wow. I am loving this. I see that we're coming up on the break. So it's a good time to say that you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Megan Walrod is my guest. Would you please go over to livingouryes.com? Anything you see in there to fill in, go fill it in now. And you can do that during the break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Megan about the connection between storytelling and writing and weaving this all together to make a thriving, prosperous, authentic business. We'll be right back.
Welcome, Selecta.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Wow. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Megan Walrod from LivingOurYes.com. She is a business priestess. She helps entrepreneurs find the missing ingredients that increase their divine connection and help them grow a successful and profitable business. Now, Megan, I mentioned right before we went to the break that I know that from knowing you that writing and storytelling, ritual, are all part of this wonderful, rich gift that you bring to the mix. How do these tie into the work you're doing with entrepreneurs?
I love that you asked, because this is such a passion of mine. I have been writing pretty much since I was like in first grade. I totally have this memory of sitting in the corner in my room with a light on at my desk, with my yellow legal pad and my pencil, and just like going to town. And so that desire to express myself through the written word is really powerful. And I bring that into my work, and I bring my love of storytelling into this, because from my own experience and what I've seen with my clients is there's always a story that we're telling ourselves and our clients. Now, the key is tuning into what is that story we're making up about ourselves. And oftentimes, the story, when left unconscious, can look something like, I suck. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Does this have any value? It's like the replays go on, no matter how much work that we do on ourselves in that way. There's a way in which that broken record can continue to repeat. Or there's that level of the story, or there can also be the story that gets into the kind of the victim mentality of life is happening to me. And so what I support in my own journey, in women's journeys, is becoming really conscious of the story that we're telling ourselves, and rewriting that story, retelling it in a way that positions us as the heroine in our own life story, and in a way that doesn't tap into egotism and false grandiosity, but more of what are my own unique superpowers and gifts that I'm here to share, that if I were not to share would be a real loss for myself and the world. And from that place, like a really truthful, confident, and humble place, then we look at, so now, based on that, what's the story that I can share with my clients about the work that I do and what I can help them experience that they're asking for? So tying into what we were talking about earlier with the language and being able to meet them where they're at, it's being really clear with when you talk about the work that you do and how you can help your clients, You're weaving a story. You're sharing a story on some level with them, whether it's a story of what's possible for them in their life or your own story that you're using to share with them to inspire them of what's possible. And so storytelling can be so powerful when used really mindfully in that way. And so those are the pieces I bring into my work. And the piece about ritual, separate and connected, there's just, wow, that's a whole conversation in and of itself. So I just want to pause first and just see if there was anything you wanted to say about the writing and the storytelling.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about as you're talking about the stories is that when I share my story in an authentic way, when I share how I got where I'm going, when I am able to communicate clearly what, here's the language that I speak and I say it to you, I can lead other people to their yes. They lead other people to their yes, and pretty soon we have this giant, wonderful wave of yes that pretty much takes over the world and makes it a better place. So I was getting all excited about the giant rolling wave of yeses.
I love that, and I want to build on those yeses. I love that. The ocean theme keeps coming up too for us. The one of the things you'll find when you go to livingouryes.com is, if you sign up to get my monthly, I'm not even sure what to call it. E-zine is the, you know, the proper term, but I tend to be unconventional. But if you, I'm fascinated with hearing other women's stories of how they are living their yes and how living, how they've needed to go through the dark times in their journey to arrive at this place of really shining their light and their gifts and living their yes. And so I have started to interview women myself and capture their stories and share their stories with my communities, because I so feel like, I heard Terry Tempest Williams interviewed once, and she talked about if one woman shared her full life story, the world would crack open.
Wow.
Yeah. And to me, that speaks volumes, because there's so much that we carry within us that goes unspoken for so many reasons. And so when we can begin to share our stories and hear one another's stories, I know that it is healing and it is inspiring, and they're a perfect thing to listen to when we're feeling totally down on ourselves, or we feel rejected, or whatever has occurred in our life or is occurring in the inner world of the old record that's playing. It's like to tune into another woman's inspiring story and be uplifted is the best medicine. Or even when we're feeling inspired and on top of the world, to tune into another woman's story and be like, yes, we are celebrating our yes and our bigness and our beauty. Mm. So I'm dedicated to capturing women's stories, and so that's one thing you'll be able to tap into when you visit Living Our Yes. And that becoming the heroine of our own story is something I'm really, really passionate about.
Megan, the clock has caught us and we're at the end of the show. How can people, isn't that fast? How can people reach you? How can people work with you?
So the best way is to visit my website, livingouryes.com, and you'll have a chance to sign up there if you're interested in hearing more about these stories that I've been sharing with you about. And there's contact information there as well. I do offer groups both virtually and in person. And so the best way would just be to visit my website, and you can find out more information about me there. And that's livingouryes.com. And I'm just so inspired to be here with you today, Karen, and sharing this with all of you. And my parting words would just be the inspiration of live your yes.
Mm. Thank you so much, Megan. That was great fun. That was Megan Walrod. You can find out more about Megan and her work at livingouryes.com. That's all the time we have for today. If you head over to fogcitypsychic.com, trade me your email address, and I'll make sure you get that free guided meditation. You'll be on the mailing list for some nice session discounts and special offers. We'll be back right here next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I wish you well.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.